Hi, I'm Michael Ackerbauer. I'm a whole team evangelist and agile coach and leadership development consultant for IBM. I'm in the Agile Academy in HR. And the thing I'm most proud of in 2019 is this little human being on my lap who you can sort of see. This is my granddaughter, and she just changed our lives. And I'm just proud of how my son responded to parenthood. And we just love having this little bundle of joy. She brings life into the house. The thing I'm most proud of professionally is how my team in particular has responded to and embraced the rising demand for teams wanting to grow in their agile mindset. We work for a company of about 360,000 people. We're a team of 10. We do a lot of agile transformation learning and training and delivery, consulting, a lot of workshops. And we define agility as a team and organization's responsiveness to change. So we really like to talk about the mindset around changing markets, changing customer demands, and more complex environments. And we found at IBM that a lot more people are asking, how can we take more risks? And we're very proud of being able to help foster those conversations and help teams feel that they can try new things. A couple of the key challenges that we see and have overcome in 2019, a lot of disruption in how we prioritize our work. Because of the rising demand for teams and or leaders who are looking for better ways of doing work, being more effective, being more responsive to change, we've had to shuffle quite a bit. And how to manage both internal and external clients has been a big challenge, but we've really risen to it, and I'm really proud of my team for that. And in the process, we built our own agile leadership boutique inside a very large enterprise. And that was not easy to do, but it was possible because we have a really mature team, a lot of solid people, business maturity, a lot of agile expertise, a lot of business expertise. And we just have found that we've been able to differentiate ourselves that way and add real value to all of our clients. How we think we do things differently and better than others? Well, I'd say if we had a unique secret sauce, we're very seasoned. We're really good at partnering with colleagues, very fluid. Who can take this one? Who can take that workshop? Who can travel here? We're pretty unique in that we can deliver just about any of our learning offerings, and we don't need a whole lot of setup time. We can just run in and go. And we've been able to develop new things on the fly as a result of that. So teaming with others has helped us be more flexible and just really be able to customize on the fly and tailor the delivery of workshops and training to teams pretty much at a moment's notice as we're able. And we are also able as individuals to bring a distinct value and flavor to that, which makes every engagement pretty unique. And I think the biggest thing about us is that we really like to have fun. We all have a pretty good sense of humor. We're quick to laugh at ourselves and not each other. Although we have a good bunch of ribbing of one another, but humor is essential. And we really like to have fun in workshops. We want people to come away feeling that was enjoyable and I got something out of it. But I also, it was very interactive and I was learning by doing. What we see, and I see in particular, is arguably the most important trend for corporate innovation in 2020 and beyond is a more deliberate call for creativity, more risk-taking, more thriving in the face of ambiguity and complexity. Taking risks is huge, and you have to have very strong psychological safety on teams and in the organization for people to feel that you can be vulnerable with them and share something that is controversial or different or goes against the grain. It goes against status quo. If we can be open to disruption and responsive to it, including with little people, if we're more nimble, we're more able to take advantage of circumstances that others cannot. And so I think being open to creativity and embracing that as a team in particular, that's going to be crucial going forward. And the more that we allow our teams the latitude to experiment and try new things, they will in turn respond with their own creative best. Final message to all my peers. Innovation is absolutely a team sport. It requires everybody. It requires cognitive diversity. We really like to talk about cross-functional teams as having a diversity of thinking. That's where the value add comes in. That's where innovation happens, is when teams come together and they have creative tension, creative abrasion, and creative friction, where they say, this is where we want to go, but let's talk about it. And we're not really sure, so let's have a healthy debate. And we're not entirely sure how we'll get there, but let's talk that through and let's work on it. And those conversations can be intense. They can be hard. They can be painful. It's not always enjoyable to collaborate, but the results are almost always better for that. I want to thank you for the opportunity to share. And my granddaughter is saying goodbye.